Wisdom never grows old. No matter how we think about it, wisdom never grows old. Wisdom is always a beautiful, loving experience that all of us can have. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. Wisdom never grows old. What does wisdom do? How do we live our world, our life, our thoughts, our being as wisdom? How do we accomplish those things? How do we know wisdom? How do we manage wisdom? How do we express wisdom? Wisdom is an inner thing that goes on. Wisdom is an inner idea that flows in our life and manifests in our world. And because it flows in our life and manifests in our world, it brings us all of the experiences that we want to have. We do not need to know what wisdom is. We do not need to know how wisdom comes to us. We just let go and listen within. And when we let go and listen within, all things are revealed to us. All things are open to us. All things are made known to us. And we feel very happy, very content, very fulfilled. What do you think wisdom is? What do I think wisdom is? Wisdom is understanding. Wisdom is knowing what to do at the right time and the right way for the right purpose for all that is beneficial for me. Wisdom is something that is fantastic for me. It is something that makes my life just a little more magnificent, a little more exciting, a little more marvelous than it ever had been before. Now, what would I like to be wise about? Well, I'm curious about science. I'm curious about metaphysics. I'm curious about philosophy. I'm curious about all things in life. Now, all these things are so diverse, there is no possible way I could go to the university, unless I'm a perpetual student, and take courses and courses and courses to learn all this. Then I tell myself, in my wisdom, how did the people who first came up with all these ideas come up with them? How did the people who are studying them now come up with them? How do the people who go to college and go to the universities and go to study schools and learn about these things, how did they come up with that? How do they come up with the wisdom, with the knowledge, with the awareness? Well, what they did was they listened within. Oh, they may have read outwardly, they may have studied outwardly, but the studying outwardly is a useless experience unless the studying outwardly is accompanied by OIC, an OIC experience. Ah, yes, I understand. Oh, the wisdom in me perceives this and acknowledges this and is aware of this. You see, I can have all the wisdom I want. I can have all the desire for wisdom, but wisdom just never grows old. It just is always fresh and new. Why? Because that which I perceive as being wise is always observed in a new package. It's always observed in a new awareness. It's always observed surrounding a new circumstance. Whereas I might have thought about dinosaurs as a little child. I remember in the fifth grade we studied dinosaurs and they were so wonderful and so great. We had little toy animals that were like the dinosaurs were. They were replicas of them. And we had them in our class and we studied them and we put them up on the window and we looked at them and we thought dinosaurs were super wonderful, fantastic beings. And then, as the years go by, we look at dinosaurs differently. We look at dinosaurs as a source of life, a source of creation at that moment in time and what they did. And then we look at how dinosaurs affected our life today, how their existence affected who we are today. And each time, the wisdom that we have becomes a new wisdom. The old wisdom stands forth, stands firm. It's always there. It's the foundation for our understanding. But we have new thoughts about it, new awarenesses about it, new enthusiasm about it, new understanding about it. And as we have this new understanding and this new wisdom about things that we have thought about often before and that many others have thought about, it's a whole new ball game. It's a whole new way of approaching the subject. Wisdom never grows old. It's a continual flowing newness that delights us at every turn. We think of science that the early Aztecs used many hundreds of years ago, thousands of years ago. Fantastic people, marvelous people. And they studied the stars, and they took a stone and they cut a calendar into the stone. And they cut this calendar into the stone, and the calendar today still is accurate, still tells the story of the days of the year and the years of life and the fullness of all life. Now, the calendar that they made naturally had to have an ending period because they could only make it so large to be convenient and to preserve it. But some great mind, some mind that touched into the wisdom of the universe, the wisdom that never grows old, that is always there revealing itself in all the different forms that it does, all the different calendars that came along through all time. Until our calendar today, we have the leap year because we have to make up for a little spare time that was too much if we had a full day. Now you say, that much difference can make a big difference? Oh, yes. They had a movie, and in this movie, Eureka, there was a missile that was aimed at the moon, and it was going to cause a cataclysmic action all over the universe if it hit the moon. And it was out of their control. And so they did a silly, inconceivable, unbelievable action. They took their car and they drove it into the missile base to cause it to be repositioned just a slight bit, just a quarter of an inch. It was repositioned, but a quarter of an inch over the distance that the missile would go from Earth to the moon made it miss the moon by a great margin. Now, that's unbelievable. That's unreasonable. That's impossible. It couldn't be. Ho, ho, ho. Well, it was, and it is a great idea. It's a great thought. We can have an impact on all of life from the most simple, beautiful, most unimaginable ideas that we could ever come up with. For wisdom does not need to be logical, just like God is not logical or reasonable. Wisdom does not need to be logical or reasonable to be true. We, by whatever dreams we have, whatever thoughts we have, whatever ideas we have of something in our heart that we would like to bring forth, the wisdom that is within us guides us to do it. Reading all the books, studying all the previous people who studied these things will not bring it to us. But that little click inside of us, like Einstein waking up in the middle of the night and writing down his theory of relativity, that little click of wisdom, even when he woke up, he didn't understand what he had written down. But later, he found out what he wrote down because he stopped trying to think about what it was, and then it was revealed to him again. The wisdom that allowed him to write this down, the ability of letting go and letting the inner reveal itself to him a second time, letting the inner reveal itself to him of what he had written down. And then he understood it. One mind, one man, Einstein, changed the world of science and still changing the world of science. Why is he changing the world design? Because he touched that inner wisdom we all have. He touched that inner understanding we all have. And I love what he said when people said, it's not true what you have written down. It's not true, your theorems. It's not true. And he said to them, I believe my theorems. Now, if you don't believe them, prove they are wrong, and then I'll believe that. And, of course, nobody has been able to prove his theories wrong. Nobody has been able to come along and say, Einstein, your theorem is incorrect, and therefore it is not to be believed. They've tried, and they will go on trying. But because they're trying to prove him wrong, they will be in the wrong ballpark. If rather they would try to take that information, and not try, but just take that information and let that information inspire them into what the program is intended to be, or inspire them into areas that they had never dreamed of dreaming, then they will dream of dreaming things they never dreamed of dreaming and come up with it, and their inspiration may have been Einstein's theories. Or their inspiration may have been they were going to prove something beyond what has been proved. But how do you know what is beyond what has been proved? How do you know what's out there in the nothingness and the allness? How do you know that? How do you know how to think about these things and how to dream about these things and how to wonder about these things? How do you know that? Well, truly, you don't. You merely think in an area, and that makes you think in another area, and that makes you think in another area, and your OIC experiences, ah, yes, I understand. Oh, yes, I contemplate that. Oh, yes, I realize that. Oh, yes, that makes sense. Oh, yes, that doesn't make sense. Now, why doesn't it make sense? Why should I not think this, or why should I think that, or why does this come up into my consciousness? That's how a philosopher thinks. That's how a psychologist thinks. That's how a magic person thinks. That's how a metaphysician thinks. They think in the allness. Metaphysics is a field of understanding of all things. Reading, writing, arithmetic, the three R's. Whoever is in the field of metaphysics is in the field of universal awareness, universal knowledge, universal understanding. What's the metaphysics of language? What's the metaphysics of mathematics? What's the metaphysics of music? What's the metaphysics of communication? What's the metaphysics of anything? It is listening within for the answer and listening within to where the answer is for all of our questions, for all of our curiosity, for all of our desires to know, listening within. And as we listen within, all that we ever could want to know, all that we could ever be interested in knowing, is revealed to us more and more beautifully, more and more wonderfully, more and more perfectly, because it is who we are. Now, is that who you are? Is that the being that you are, the delight that you are? Is that who you really are? Is that what makes the difference in your life? Well, if it does, then you're living in wisdom. And wisdom never grows old. Know that I love you. I love you. I love you.